Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. I've featured protest songs before on Counting the Beat, but in this episode I'm featuring a trio of songs that are not only campaign songs, but are also all related in some way to hydroelectricity. Damn the Dam, released by John Hanlon in 1973, is New Zealand's most successful protest song. At the time of its release, there was a strong public campaign against the construction of the Manapouri hydroelectric scheme, and the song reached number 5 in the charts. But as he explains, its origins were actually a little more cynical.
Hi, I'm John Hanlon. Damn the Dam, I've got to say, was a purely commercial exercise, and it was never intended to be a hit. When I say a purely commercial exercise, I don't mean a cynically commercial exercise. What happened was, I was working for an advertising agency. We had a client called called New Zealand Fiberglass, and they make bats, you know, things go New Zealand, pink bats. And in what we'll have to say was a political move more than anything, they figured that if all new houses in the country would be insulated, then this would create a big market for them. So what I did is I went back to my boss and said, what I'd like to do is a 2-minute radio commercial, first and last that's ever been done, I think, and there's going to be about 10 seconds of client message in this. And that's going to be, so I did wrote the song, this commercial called Damn the Dam, which basically said, and I think it was to give power to the people, this use of beauty has to die. Well, essentially that meant that to build a dam, something's got to go, right? So if it's got to go, you better think seriously about what you're doing with that energy. My only point was then and still is that you shouldn't waste energy. Anyway, as it turned out, the commercial was hugely successful. Nobody ever done anything like that before. And people said to me, we want you to release it as a record. So without me knowing, it became a hit, and there I was, working in an advertising agency with this song, with this tag of, Nature Man or whatever it was. Now, of course, the media's got it, and it's all got kind of blown up out of proportion. I'm carrying the can, not the can, well, I'm carrying the cross, which I didn't really deserve for being Mr. Conservation in the country when there was people doing a hell of a lot more than I was, but I happened to be the speaker. It went off and became a hit, and so I hit the road on the strength of that song.
Be forced to kiss the image of a mountain. The early morning mist has ceased to play. Birds dancing lightly on the branches by a fountain of a waterfall which dazzles with its spray. Tall and strong and aged, contented and serene, a cowrie tree surveys this grand domain. And from miles and miles around him, the sea rolls. Rainfall from above and splashes on the ground, goes running down a mountain to the sea, and leaping over pebbles makes such a joyful sound. Such is Mother Nature's gift to me. I have grave reflection, reflection of a grave. Trees that once lived green now dead and brown. Die.
There have been a lot of campaigns for an independent South Island over the years, going all the way back to the 1860s. In fact, when I was a kid, I recall my best friend's father was quite active and stood for Parliament in the 1978 general election for a party that was advocating South Island independence. A large part of the argument behind the campaign was that the North Island was dependent on the South Island's hydroelectric capacity and was getting the benefits without paying its way. Here's their campaign song from the Frieda South Singers, Cut the Cable.
The year is 1979, a bitter year to date. The people of the South declare an independent state. Support a free South Island, they rally to the cry. We've got a free South Island, North Islanders, goodbye.
To the bluff, we're going to cut the cable across the south has had enough.
So you see, you North Islanders, from now on you'll just be struggling against the current.
Against the current?
Get it? Little electrical joke there.
Right, Spark.
Absolutely shocking.
Now listen, Smilers, we've got the highest mountains and we've got the flattest plains. You know, we've even got McLaughlin, so we've got the sharpest brains. We're gonna cut your power supply and there's nothing you can do. And if they're not already out, we'll stop the ferries too.
We're going to cut the cable across the south has had enough. Lights up and we couldn't give a hoot. The battle cry is freedom, it's causing quite a row. If you keep your BI to yourself, it's free South Island now.
We will defend our electricity. This will be the North Island's darkest hour.
Hello, you there? Now listen, mate, we put our declaration out, there'll be no turning back. We're learning from Rhodesia, so your future's looking black, mate. The Free South is preparing for a giant forward leap. Our future's looking bright in electricity and sheep. Ah, 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 ah.
We're going to cut the cable and we're going to do it soon. We're going to cut the cable, stiff McGee's Rock Muldoon. We're going to chop your current off, we're going to stop your spark. We're going to cut your cable off and leave you in the dark.
Now listen here, you media trendy. You're shortchanging the North Island.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's a shortchange, Prime Minister. More of a short circuit.
We want a free South Island, and we're cutting off the spark.
Right.
From now on, we can see the light when Auckland sees the dark. We're going to cut the cable. We're chopping it, we vow.
Yeah.
So keep your beehive to yourself. We're free South Island now.
We're going to cut the cable because the South is turning sour. We might not have the people, but by God we got the power. The battle cry is freedom, it's causing quite a row. You can keep your beehive to yourself, it's free South Island now.
Hey, you North Islanders, do you see? That's more than you'll do when we cut the power off.
Yeah, we've been plugging it for quite a while now.
That's right, so when we cut the power off, you North Islanders won't have an home to call your own. Get it? An home to call your own.
Yeah, it's a terminal condition.
Free the South! 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 Free the South!
On countingthebeat.blogspot.com, I've put links to previous episodes featuring protest songs about nuclear weapons and rugby tours. But now, I've got one more hydroelectric protest song. Project ACOR was a scheme proposed for the Waitaki River that would have seen six power stations constructed. There was considerable opposition, and the scheme was finally abandoned in 2004, but not before Robert Scott, best known for his work with the Clean and the Bats, picked up his guitar and lent his voice to the campaign with Project ACOR's Got to Go.
The people say you can always
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, we heard protest songs from John Hanlon, the Freda South Singers, and Robert Scott. You'll find more information and links to the artist sites on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.